Janicole, Sid Reed, Danielle Bean started it, and I had moved into town in 1980 and was thrilled to be a part of this group of aggressive skiers that just had too much fun laughing and exploring the mountain.
Jana and Sid, and we all had little children, and there was no daycare. And we wanted to go skiing. And so that's when they formed a cooperative preschool and got somebody to watch the kids on the day that they wanted to ski, which was Tuesday. There's actually 50 women on the email list that get to hear about what day we're going to dress for Clown Day and when we're going to do Fat Tuesdays and when we're going to have a picnic and when we're going to ski with a World Cup skier. Peekaboo skied with us once.
Yeah.
And then
she barely kept up.
The rules are you can't talk at the top. Once you get off the chairlift, you have to ski right away. And we weren't going to go to lunch or stop for coffee. If you had to do a pee break, that was acceptable, but preferable in the trees, not stopping at the snow hut. So, yeah, we had to keep it moving.
9:15, you never called. You just showed up or not, because we didn't even have cell phones at the beginning. Unless there was snow that was, this is called the penis rule. If there was powder the size of a penis, then you met at 9:05, and we took off.
So sometimes I would get a call. Is it the penis rule today? It's up to you.
This does bring up one of the other very few rules, which is you can't talk about your children. We weren't there to do that. And one of our members, when somebody would talk about her child too long, would go, let's talk about sex now. And that shut everybody up.
It seems like all the stories that I remember are about when we broke the rules. And that, I think the group got together and we formed a gang. The worst behavior of one of our members became the behavior of the group, which sometimes wasn't the best thing. So we had some rule breaking. There was the one time when the chair stopped. It was the brand new six-pack Silverload, and we were all excited to be all chatting on the chair, six of us all at once. And it stopped, and it didn't seem very far down to me. And so I thought, well, we can get off this chair and then keep skiing, because I think it's going to be down for a long time. And so everybody said, okay, if you can jump, then we'll follow. And so I took off my skis, and I tightened down my boots, and I hung from the chair, and I dropped down, and it was all fine. And then I said, okay, it's fine, come on.
We all went, are you crazy? I don't think so. I'm staying on the chair.
So I skied the rest of the day by myself because they were stuck for a long time. There's lots of hiking with this group. And we did have some people fall by the wayside because before Park City expanded, there's a lot of hiking.
That's my best memory, is we used to ski McConkie's, and there was no chair. And we would hike over on the backside and then ski down sunrise trees. And we were the only people over there except for the squirrels. And it was just magical, just magical. Never giggled so much in my life.
And that was where we had a lot of our picnics, too,
yeah,
right up on the ridge line there.
Fortunately, we had one member whose idea of a picnic was to have a specialized backpack with full champagne of very good years and full glasses for everyone and imported cheeses, and that was better than the lift house. We all started doing our schedules around Tuesday mornings. We knew we had that day and time was in our calendar, and we'd all inspire each other. Francine is a beautiful skier, and I remember the first time going, watching her just jump from the cornice on Scott's down into those bumps. And I was going, whoa, I am skiing with somebody like this. And so through the years, we've really just inspired ourselves to increase our joy and therefore our skill set and push the boundaries and keep hiking up, keep hiking to the peak, keep hiking Puma Ridge. It's been a joyful thing to have in our lives. We have other stories, but we really don't want to share them on radio.
While lifelong friendships have been formed over the last 33 years with the Ladies Tuesday Ski Group, they've always made room for those willing to keep up. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger Ski Studio, Park City.